Maria was telling, I can't even remember our kids' names. Welcome back, everybody. Today is Wednesday of the third week of Advent.
And once again, thank you. I've noticed that many of you are commenting in YouTube and also on Facebook, and really appreciate that. And I want you to know, if you've been blessed by these videos, it's a blessing for Janelle and I to serve this way. Like, I just feel we're so fortunate to be able to do this, and people actually listen. So thank you, because this is our journey as well. So today we continue on our journey as we read St. Alphonsus' thoughts about Advent. And do you want to go first, Janelle?
Sure. The first thing that stood out to me was right at the beginning. Many indeed give themselves to God, but still keep in their hearts some attachment to creatures, which prevents them from belonging entirely to Him. How then will God give Himself to a soul that divides its love between Him and creatures? So this actually reminded me of a little conversation that I had with my 5-year-old and 3-year-old this morning, because Maria was telling, I can't even remember our kids' names. Maria was telling Sarah, who's a 3-year-old, you know, mommy loves you, but she loves Jesus more. And it was like she was trying to make Sarah feel badly. And so I had to explain to her that I can only love Sarah because I love Jesus, and because all love comes from Him, because He's the one who created it. And, you know, it just made me think, you know, how God doesn't want our love to be divided. But I think if we always remember that all love comes from Him, He is the source of love, then it will help us to love others.
You answered that. You dealt with that situation much better than I would have.
But you know what? Really good. I learned that from you. Because you said that one time. I was like, yeah, that's a good answer.
Well, I forgot.
Consider that the Son of God has not hesitated to give Himself all to us. A child is born to us, and a son is given to us. It is then just, says St. Chrysostom, that as God has given Himself to you without reserve, He has given thee all. Nothing has He left for Himself. You should give yourself to God without reserve. Leave all, and you shall find all, says Thomas a Kempis.
God reserves nothing from us in hopes that we reserve nothing from Him. And it makes me think about a marriage relationship. When two people get married, they give themselves to each other totally, completely, freely. And when they do, they find the other person. They encounter their love. And when one party doesn't do that, it's like a barrier to this intimacy, and it really ruins the relationship. When we take this marriage analogy a little bit step farther, imagine a man standing in front of his to-be bride saying the wedding vows, and he begins to say, I, Mr. Wonderful, take you, my love, to be my spouse. I promise to be true to you in good times and bad, in sickness and in health. I will love you and honor you all the days until next Wednesday. If a man was saying that to his soon-to-be bride, every bride should say, hey, that ain't good enough. And if she responds and says, well, hey, that's just not good enough, well, he says, well, okay, I will love you and honor you for the next 3 months. Would that be good enough for a bride? And of course, the answer is no. And what if he goes back and changes his vows once again and says, I will love you and honor you 99% of the time? Is a 99% commitment good? Well, 99% is pretty good on an exam. But when it comes to marriage, it's a real tragedy. And the reason is because when day 100 comes, he's free to love another. It's the 1% that destroys the relationship. In a similar way, this is what happens when we aren't committed to Jesus, our love. When we are sold out, not to Him completely, but to the world, that little part that is reserved not for Jesus, but for the world can corrupt our relationship with Him. See, Jesus hasn't come to us and said, I will love you and honor you until next Wednesday. I will love you and honor you for the next 3 months. I will love you and honor you 99% of the time. Friends, when you look at the cross, does that look like a 99% commitment to you? Or is that I'm all in? See, that's the point of this meditation from St. Alphonsus. God, in his loving kindness, has reserved nothing. He's reserved nothing from you, including his own son. That should cause a great response within our hearts to want to reciprocate that. So I got a question for you. Are you aware of a conscious, concrete decision to say, Jesus, I am yours? I have no doubt that your faith is important to you. I have no doubt that you're praying. You're watching these videos. You're watching Janelle and I, you know, consistently. Well, thank you for that. But what's the point of all this? It's so that we say yes to Jesus. And I think sometimes we as Catholics are just sacramentalized, but we're not evangelized. We just kind of go through the form without the interior decision of saying, Jesus, my life is yours. So again, I ask you the question, are you aware of a decision by faith where you go to God and say, I am yours? And I'm sure you are. Well, here's the next question. When was the last time you made that decision? Because this is a decision, like in marriage, that you have to say yes to over and over and over again. Marriage, when you say those vows, is the first step of saying yes in a lifelong yeses. And this is what Jesus wants from us. So what does it sound like when our hearts have been given over to Jesus? St. Alphonsus has a beautiful prayer. And I want to share this with you. And as Janelle reads it, make his prayer your own. Make his yes to Jesus your own today.
What have I in heaven? And besides thee, what do I desire on earth? You are the God of my heart, and the God that is my portion forever. I desire nothing, either in this life or in the next, but to possess the treasure of your love. I am unwilling that creatures should any longer have a place in my heart. You alone must be its master. To you alone shall it belong for the future. You only shall be my God, my repose, my desire, all my love. Give me only thy love and thy grace, and I am rich enough. O most holy Virgin Mary, obtain for me that I may be faithful to God and never recall the gift which I have made of myself to him. Amen.
Friends, thank you so much for watching. Remember to comment below, share with us what stood out to you and why. The rosary is going to be right up there to pray along with us, and we will see you tomorrow.